If your spider plant is looking peaky and that Venus flytrap you bought just kicked the bucket, you need On the Ledge, the podcast about indoor gardening where you learn everything you need to know to keep your houseplants looking lush. I'm Jane Perrone. Join me and a host of wonderful guests to chat all things houseplants at On the Ledge Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
From real estate to the hit Fox TV show, I've got 11 questions for you on houses. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and I am full of pound cake. That's right. I just ate a giant slice of pound cake. And by slice, I mean maybe half the pound cake. It's easy to do because you get them at Costco. They come in a 3-pack and you go to cut a little piece and you're like, I'll just cut a nice wide slice like I'm going to Starbucks. And they served it to me in a little wrapper. And before you know it, you've eaten half a pound cake. Fun fact, the pound cake is named after the pound of butter and sugar and flour it used to contain, according to some website I read one time. I think that's true. I don't think that's the case anymore. Maybe there's more than a pound now. What if it was like a 2-pound cake? That would be interesting. Welcome to the show, guys. This is a trivia show. If you like pop culture trivia, if you like random questions on your commute, on your drive, on your road trip, you are in the right place. And you should hit subscribe for new episodes every single day on your phone or however you listen to this show. I imagine most people listen on their phones, like with headphones in or on the speakers of their car. But maybe somebody sits down on a nice Friday night and listens to the whole week at once. You know, people that don't own TVs and play a lot of board games and stuff like that. Maybe you throw these on and you pour yourself some wine and you put on your sweatpants. Boy, is that fun to do. I have a pair of sweatpants. Oh, I call them my pound cake sweatpants. And oh, these things are old. They're real worn in. They're so thin, they're almost invisible. You know what I'm saying? And I've had these from Kohl's since senior year of high school, and I still wear them. They're still intact for the most part, but my family wishes I threw them away because they are getting there. They are getting there very soon. I hope you are ready for a fun weekend, guys. Got some great episodes coming your way today with this one about houses. We're going to do some house trivia. It's all about different things to do with real estate because I'm doing this big party for a real estate firm this afternoon. So in a few hours, I'm leaving to go do that. And I prepared this round for them. I think I did this as a live trivia night, a year and a half ago. And I kind of switched some of the questions to be a little bit more current and things like that. So if I've done it on the podcast before, I apologize, but I don't think I have. I have done it as a live trivia night in some degree before though. So if you want to play live trivia with me, by the way, you can go to triviawithbuds.com and click on where to play at the top. Or it says trivia locations, rather. That's what I think it used to say, where to play. But it says trivia locations, and you can scroll down. We're at 17 places for bingo and trivia at this time, which is very cool. Shout out to my newest location for bingo on Tuesday night, 7 to 9, starting June 25th. And that is called Brew Cakes, a little gastropub in Redlands, California. So you'll be able to play bingo there from 7 to 9 with my friend Eli hosting on Tuesday nights in Redlands at Brew Cakes. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to be a ton of fun out in the Inland Empire area of Southern California. So I got this party today, then I got bingo later tonight at First Class Pizza in Riverside, California at 7 p.m. That's always a good time. And tomorrow, got bingo at two locations, Last Name Brewing, from 1 to 3 in Upland, California, and High Point Brewing in San Dimas from 5 to 7. So that should be a good little weekend. And I'm getting ready, guys, going on a big trip up north. I'll be in San Francisco on June 22nd and 23rd. If you're in that area, you want to meet up, I will have a lot of time at night to hang out. If you want to go grab a beer or something like that, let me know. If you listen from San Francisco, always looking to meet up with fans of the show. I'll be at a big thing called Clusterfest, put on by Comedy Central, helping them run their Drunk History Pub tent. So that should be a ton of fun. And my cousin Kathleen lives up there, so I'll be up there with her hanging out and having a blast. So that's my weekend coming up in a few weeks. Father's Day is a week from tomorrow. So make sure you get your dad a gift. If you have something in mind, get it early so you don't forget. Get him a card or a grill accessory. That seems to be what dads like. Although if I got a grill accessory, I'd be like, thanks, because I'm just not into grilling. Like, I'll cook on a grill, but I'm not like, oh man, it's my grill. Got to get my accessories. And, like, store everything under the grill. Come on. I don't do that. But maybe you do, or maybe your dad does, and he needs some accessories. Then you go get him one. That'd be cool. Here's what I'd like for Father's Day. I would like, maybe a Nintendo Switch game. That would be fun. I'd like that. Maybe some sort of wrestling thing. But when it comes down to it, I don't really need anything. I have enough stuff. And we're so close to paying off debt. I told my wife, I said, don't buy me anything. That would be the ultimate gift. And she's like, okay. And I already know she probably got at least three things to give me to open on Father's Day. But hey, maybe she spent less than $5 or something like that. Maybe she got me three scratchers. That would be kind of cool. Scratch off tickets. Send them to my mom. She'll scratch them off. She'll win for me. She'll mail me back the winning tickets. We've done that before. She's got the magic touch. Okay, guys, I'm rambling. And you are about to listen to some house-related trivia. Let's jump into these 11 questions. If you're into real estate, you might like this one. Here we go. It's house trivia, questions about house-related things. Now, if you know me, you know that these aren't all about real estate. They're about, like, the word house in a song, or the word house on a TV show, things like that. So get excited if you like pop culture. Question number one for house trivia. The White House is located on what street name in its official address? Number one, the White House is located on what street name in its official address? Question number one. House trivia question number two. What is Dr. House's first name on the Fox series House? Number two, what is Dr. House's first name on the Fox series House? Number two. Question number three. What famous American architect lived 1867 to 1959? Number three, what famous American architect lived 1867 to 1959? Number three. Question number four, Run's House was a reality show that aired on what network? Number four, Run's House was a reality show that aired on what network? Number four. Question number five, the Commodores had what famous song that might fit in with the story of the Three Little Pigs? Number five, the Commodores had what famous song that might fit in with the story of the Three Little Pigs? Number five. Question number six, what comedic actress starred in a film called The House Bunny? Number six, what comedic actress starred in The House Bunny? Number six. Question number seven, which website scored 36 million views in 2018? Was it Trulia, Realtor, or Zillow? Number seven, which website scored 36 million views in 2018? Was it Trulia, Realtor, or Zillow? Number seven. Question number eight for houses. The 80s group Madness had a song called Our House. In the lyrics, where was the house located? Number eight, in the 80s, Madness had a song called Our House. In the lyrics, where was the house located? Number eight. Question number nine. This Old House was a remodeling TV show hosted by who until 1989? Number nine. This Old House was a remodeling show hosted by who until 1989? 89. Question number 10. How many points is a full house worth in a game of Yahtzee? That's a fun one. Number 10. How many points is a full house worth in a game of Yahtzee? And your bonus question. For 2 points, the crest for which house on Game of Thrones features a red and blue colored background and a fish? Number 11. For 2 points, the crest for which house on Game of Thrones features a red and blue colored sigil and a fish? All right, guys, those are your questions for House Trivia. We'll be back in just a second with the ring of a doorbell with the answers. There it was, the questions for House Trivia. Let's get into those answers right now. Question number one, what is the street that the White House is located on? What is the name of that street? It is Pennsylvania Avenue. Number one, Pennsylvania Avenue. Question number two, what is Dr. House's first name on the Fox series House? His name is Greg or Gregory, Dr. Gregory House. Number three, what famous American architect lived 1867 to 1959? Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank Lloyd Wright, I think, has a museum in the suburbs of Chicago around the Forest Park, Illinois neighborhood, where I used to run a show called Cheap Shots. It was a great, fun show with Pat Chase and Pablo Rodriguez, who have been on the show before. Go check out that episode. Number four, Run's House was a reality show that aired on what network? MTV. Run from Run DMC had that show on MTV. Number five, the Commodores had a famous song that might fit in the story of the Three Little Pigs, and it was called Brick House. Brick House. Number six, what comedic actress starred in the House Bunny? Anna Faris. Anna Faris from Mom and Scary Movie and the House Bunny. Number seven, which website scored 36 million views? Was it Trulia, Realtor, or Zillow? The answer was Zillow. That's what I go to when I'm looking for house stuff. Zillow. Number eight, the 80s group Madness had a song called Our House. In the lyrics, where was it located? In the middle of the street. I think that was their only big hit, In the Middle of the Street. Number nine, This Old House was a remodeling show hosted by Bob Vila until 1989. Bob Vila, and then I think he went on to do some other stuff. And number 10, how many points is a full house worth in a game of Yahtzee? 25 points. Grew up playing Yahtzee with my sister Colleen quite a bit. I think I had Mickey Mouse Yahtzee, which was very fun. 25 points for a full house. And for 2 points, the crest for which house on Game of Thrones features a red and blue colored background and a fish? House Tully was the answer. House Tully. There it was, a whole episode on house-related things on today's podcast. Thanks for hitting subscribe on your device to always get those new episodes every single day. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. I appreciate that. That helps get more eyes on the show. Leave some reviews. And thanks for telling a friend about the show. As always, we have a brand new feature called the Question of the Day. And today's Question of the Day is brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs. Varsity jackets, printing, and embroidery imported from San Dimas, California. Go to FM Design. Inc.com to see all the cool stuff you can get printed with Funky Monkey Designs. Today's question is about houses, and it is about a very famous house from a show called The Simpsons. What street would you find the Simpsons family house on in Springfield? What is the name of the street that the Simpsons family house is located on in Springfield? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds, or hit me up on Instagram at Ryan Buds, RyanBudds, or email RyanBudds@gmail.com to be in the running for a prize. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.